This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 on your Monday afternoon drive show. Now, as a Kiwi myself, I love it when we have fellow New Zealanders on the show. Our next guest has had huge success in her homeland, while the third studio album, Flags, was a worldwide hit. Now on the eve of releasing her fourth studio album, on the phone, it is the lovely Brooke Fraser. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello.
It's so good to be chatting to another Kiwi.
Oh, it's very, and I feel the same.
Hey, you've got a new album which is just about to be released. It's called Brutal Romantic, which is kind of a strange but worrying name for the album. Why is it called that?
It kind of was the title that came up like while I was writing. It kind of, I was living in Stockholm, Sweden, my husband and I, and it was kind of freezing and brutal, for lack of a better word, but kind of like just incredibly creative and kind of just the kind of stark, deadly beauty of the place kind of, I think, made its way into the sounds of the album, so it kind of felt like an apt title.
So what's the tone of this new album going to be? Because it's a bit of a different sound to what we're used to with a Brooke Fraser record, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's I kind of have been telling people, I don't think people have any need to be too alarmed.
Yeah.
It's like, if you strip away the sounds, the lyrics and the melodies are still very much Brooke Fraser songs, but just wearing new kind of musical clothes. And honestly, I think this is my favourite work that I've ever done, and I'm the most proud of this album, and really put my heart and soul into it. And there's kind of moments of kind of sweeping cinematic drama and kind of moments of light pop fun and everything in between. So I think this kind of people will find, like, I'm interested for it to come out and for people to kind of identify with what speaks to them most on the album and hear all about it. I'm really excited.
Do you think we're sort of going to need our dancing shoes on but a box of tissues handy as well when we listen to this album?
Something like that, yeah. Exactly.
Your last album, Flags, was your most successful to date. Did that put extra pressure on you when making this album? People probably have expectations from you now.
As soon as I'd finished making the last album, even before we actually released it, I knew that it was kind of the third in a trilogy. And the next thing I did, I wanted to be brave and bold. And to be honest, I kind of, I feel like I am really grateful to have an amazing community of friends and family and kind of a strong sense of myself and my own identity apart from kind of what I do as an artist. So it's a pretty refreshing way to live, because it means I feel like I can take risks, and that if I fail, it's actually okay. I think my life and my identity and my happiness doesn't rise and fall on commercial success, which kind of actually frees you up to be bold and brave artistically. And if it connects, then awesome. But if it doesn't, like, I can still sleep at night because I know that I've made art that's authentic to myself.
Yeah, good call. Hey, the first single released from the album, or the official single, is Kings and Queens. Why did this track stand out as a single release?
I think it felt like something that could be a good bridge for people between my older material and the new material. I think if someone wasn't familiar with my whole catalogue and had only heard Something in the Water, I think Kings and Queens would appeal to those same sensibilities that maybe made them like Something in the Water, but whilst kind of transitioning people to this kind of more evolved sound of mine. Kind of, so it's something that I think that a lot of people could connect with.
Okay, well, I think the best thing to do now is to play that track, Kings and Queens, and we'll have more with Brooke Fraser next on Joy 94.9.
Awesome.
You're on Joy 94.9 on your Monday afternoon drive show with Jono. We've just heard from Brooke Fraser with her brand new track, Kings and Queens, and we've got Brooke on the phone. You said that you've had a lot of fun making this record. Why was it so enjoyable?
I think I really enjoyed being a beginner again. There were times when it was terrifying because I just was, you know, this was not my comfort zone. But then also, like, that's so exhilarating, like having no idea what's going on, but knowing like that's exactly where you need to be to kind of tap into that creativity, that new thing that you want to push through into. So, you know, I learned so much as a writer, as an artist, as a producer. I loved working in England and Europe. I found that just so refreshing. And yeah, it was just, I just enjoyed every part of it, really.
You're going to take this album on tour early next year. I'm playing here in Melbourne in March. What can we expect of the tour? And I'm guessing you're going to throw a few old hits into the mix?
Yeah, so that's actually been like a huge project in itself, like almost like recording another album has been completely rearranging my older material to kind of so it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my older material really reinterpreted, and I was a bit nervous. I was like, what if people are going to be like, no, you've ruined my favorite song? So we actually did. I was in Santa Barbara, California a few days ago and did a warm-up show there and kind of went out afterwards to ask everyone what they thought, and people really, really, really loved what I've done with the older stuff. So I'm pretty confident that people will come and hear all the songs that they love, but in a kind of new way, and hopefully connect with a lot of the new stuff as well, and give people a great night.
Is the song Arithmetic still a staple in your set?
Yeah, I love that song. I mean, it's so old now. I wrote it when I was 19.
But it's such a simple song that remember in New Zealand, it just became such a hit. Like radio stations that normally wouldn't play that sort of music, they were just playing it all the time. It was so popular.
I know, it was a kind of a shock to all of us, I think. But so that's a song that's really special to me, and that always feels like a great moment live. So I'll be bringing that one back for sure.
Oh, good, because it's one of my all-time favourite songs. So I want to come and hear you play it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
The new album ends with a track called New Year's Eve. So I'm just wondering what you're going to be doing this New Year's Eve.
This New Year's Eve, it is TBC at this point.
Really?
Yeah. My husband and I, we've always hosted Christmas every year, like for our whole family. And this year we were like, we need a year off. We're about to have a massive year of touring, you know, all over the world next year. So we have decided to be irresponsible and just do whatever we want, and so we haven't yet decided what that is.
Well, I think I'll take a well-deserved break, I suggest.
Thank you.
Yeah. The new album, Brutal Romantic, is out very, very soon. Brooke Fraser, always a pleasure to have you here on Joy 94.9.
And Thank you.
Please pop in and see us when you're here next March.
I would love to. I would love to see you guys. It's always a pleasure.
We'll have a little bit of a Kiwi catch-up.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Get some good coffee.
You're on Joy 94.9. Cool. You don't look, you never reply.
But I don't love you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.